Hello there, this is Adventures of Anjana and I am Anjana right here talking to you on what will be day 15 of the 30-day challenge. I know, 1 week has passed by and there hasn't been an episode. What is happening, you ask me, and I'll tell you, life is happening. I couldn't have asked for a busier week, and it's still rolling. The busyness is still rolling, and by being busy, I really do mean not finding a moment to sit. We all have these days in our lives, right? Like, we don't know when and where peace will show its beautiful face from. Anyway, it's been a busy couple of days, and to top it all, it is also Diwali season. And like I was telling someone a couple of days back, Diwali, the meaning of the festival by itself has changed so much for me. As a kid, I used to spend Diwali with my cousins, like most of us did, you know, wake up early in the morning, do your Ganga Snanam, then have some sweets that party is made, and basically get bursting, get firecrackers going here, there, everywhere. And we used to be encouraged and joined by my mom, my aunt, my uncle, and basically everyone in the neighborhood. So it used to be a whole lot of fun. And then in the afternoon, we'd be so exhausted, we'd have lunch and just conk off in front of the television, because in the evening there would be round two of the same kind of Diwali happiness or craziness that used to happen. And these Diwalis were iconic. My cousins still recall some of the Diwalis where we used to have these special kind of flower pots that we used to burst, called matka anar. And it was like basically the finale of our Diwali celebration, where I think about 20 of us would stand on the road and have one flower pot placed for each of us, and there would be 20 flower pots going off together in unison, and it would look really cool. I mean, that's what we thought. But growing up, eventually, as I started work and I basically got married and stuff, the meaning of Diwali has changed quite a bit for me. And now that I'm a mother, I think Diwali is just OMG. Those would be my daughter's words. But the excitement that I used to have, my children have that excitement now. They like going out with their cousins and maybe bursting a few crackers and basically having a good time. But if you ask me, I have somehow lost that enthusiasm for the festival. And I don't know why. Even if someone pulls me up for a Diwali party or says something of the sort, I'm just like, can I be at home? I would like to have some murk, maybe watch something on TV and just settle in. Because maybe it's the exhaustion, maybe it's the fact that we all don't live close to each other these days. I mean, here where I live, a couple of days before Diwali, everyone leaves for their hometown or they go visiting their relatives and stuff. And so the half of the street is deserted and you're just like, okay, whom shall I burst crackers with types, you know? Even to share sweets, you need to find a neighbor to share sweets with types. Having said that, festivals as such, a lot of them have changed for me. I have started looking at them from perspective of traditions, like be it Diwali or any other small big festival that comes all through the year. I try to do what my grandmother used to do, and I try to recreate certain things. I try to follow certain things, certain traditions with precision, and I feel that brings me more joy. Now, you might say that this is basically the adulting part of life, and I agree, and I actually like it as well. So this Diwali, I've decided I'm not going to be a buzzkill for my kids. I'm going to enjoy as much as I can. I have just finished about 50% of the cleaning, which is another hype, by the way. What Diwali cleaning are you talking about? Thankfully, my house is in order most of the time. So all I need to do is just dust some places and it's basically looking neat, put up some lights and bring the Diwali cheer on. But beginning Diwali is about a month and a half of festivities right until Pongal. So I am super excited and I really like having these festivities happening, because at least that would be an excuse to brighten up, cheer up and meet people and spend time with others, right? I'm going to do that. I'm going to basically call a couple of my friends and tell them that we're going to go out somewhere tomorrow, have a little Diwali bash and celebrate the festival in a way we like it the most. I hope you do that too. And I hope you have a safe Diwali with your loved ones. I will see you on day 16, which hopefully will be tomorrow. Until then, take care. Tata, bye-bye.